Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world who've decided to join us one more time on Grassroots Talks When Numb Is Not Enough. Boy, what an awesome opportunity we have today to be able to chat with you about quality of life, meaning of life, things that we have to go through in our life, and at the end of the day, know that we've done something to help somebody out. I am joined by Dr. Tamitra Clark and our mentor, our great friend way across on the other side of the country, but we don't stop there because we're also joined by our friend Mario Cavallo in China, who is not too comfortable about speaking these days, we understand, but at least he's here listening, and we do want to welcome him. But first, let's say hello to Dr. Clark and stay tuned for our senior guest. Dr. Clark, top of the morning to you. How are you?
Top of the morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you may be joining us from. Again, it is an honor and a privilege to be with you once again to continue this conversation that has many different pieces and facets to its puzzle, When Numb Is Not Enough, as we continue our journey through grief and loss and everything in between, and how we can get tools and strategies to embrace the pain and live life with intention and purpose so that we can honor the loss. And so again, I say good morning, and it's good to be here with you today.
And delighted to have you too. You know, there is a saying that used to be when people passed, it used to happen in threes. I don't think that's happening no more, because as I'm going down the line, it's a lot of folks who've transitioned, and we're just going to wish their families all well, and in particularly Craig Brown's family, who I found out late in years in my 40s that he was my brother. We'll talk about that maybe at another time, how our parents kept secret from us maybe to protect us or hide their own personal shame. Who knows? But I was glad I had an opportunity to meet him, and may he rest in peace. Today's show is about why I choose to live. Amongst all of the people who are passing, from the queen down to the man around the corner that I used to hand coins to, and unfortunately he's no longer here. But today as I wake up, I choose to live. So we had a few folks who wrote us before Dr. Clark chimes in and makes some sense out of this, and we hear some wise words of wisdom from our friend in North Carolina. Tammy says, I choose to live because I know I am loved by others. KB says, I am strong and I am worthwhile and I can get through this, and I choose to live. I didn't get a name on this one, but it says that things really do get better. And the last one says that living is a blessing and not to be taken for granted. And everybody has a ticket, he says, and that ticket, when it's up, it's up. But for those of us who are still here, cherish it and embrace it and live it. Well, Dr. Clark, we're alive today, and we are just chewing at the bits, waiting to see what you've got to say about a person who decides to live.
Well, ultimately, the choice to live is twofold. Every day when we wake up and we breathe in breathe in and we breathe out, we know that we have ultimately been given another opportunity to do just that, to live. Because at any moment when he decides the work here is done, that choice to live no longer becomes our own. So when we're given that opportunity, we have a chance to decide whether we're going to make the best out of what our situations are or not. So it all comes, it ties in with where we are with the choice that we choose to make in the midst of grief and loss. Do I make the choice to continue to live and make something positive out of this devastating and traumatic situation that has occurred in my life? Or do I just decide to just exist for the purpose of existing? And so when we make the choice to live, we're making a choice on a subconscious level and we're making a choice on a conscious level. And when we choose to live, we must make sure that that choice is something that we are intentional about doing. Because there's so many people walking around here on earth who appear to be living in the physical sense, because we can see them, we can touch them, they're breathing, they're walking, they're eating, they're sleeping, they're working, they're driving, they're doing the day-to-day activities that would give indications that this person is living. But are they living on the inside?
Uh-oh.
Right? So our inside, our internal living process must match our external living process. And how we get to that. And that's one thing that we really look to try to put in balance and put in alignment when we find ourselves having to go through this experience of grief and loss. Because we can turn into that person that seems to be living on the outside in our physical eye, but internally we can become very numb or we can become dead. And so making that choice to say, you know what, yes, this sucks, yes, it's hard, no, it doesn't feel good, and taking all the stuff that internally will want to keep us dead and being able to start plucking out some of those weeds and getting rid of some of that old soil that's in there and start to replace it with some new seed and some new soil and start to nourish it and put a little water on it and to sprinkle a little joy on it and to sprinkle a little bit of I can do this and a little bit of I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, a little bit of I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and sprinkle it with some no weapon formed against me can prosper, and to sprinkle it with the joy of the Lord is my strength. And we'll find that we will start to develop and we will start to see some of those things that have been dead on the inside start to grow and present themselves externally on our exterior. And we start to take on, we literally start to take on a new look in our presence. And so we're not only just showing up and appearing as if we are living, we are now being in a living state and have made that conscious decision to live. And making that decision to actually live not only internally but externally doesn't mean that every day is going to be peaches and cream. It's going to come bumps and some bruises, but that's the exciting thing about life, and that's what makes the journey what it is. Because every time you come up against one of those obstacles, it's another opportunity to learn. It's another opportunity to grow. It's another opportunity to really do some self-evaluation and see where you are and where you're stuck and where you need a little help. Where you need to grab a hold of a hand and say, hey, I need you to help pull me up at this time, because we're not designed to exist and to live by ourselves. We are people who need connection. We are people that need to socialize. We need to have others on our team, we're made to have a village. And so it's important that we seek out who we can have in our village so that in those moments when we feel that we're not living and that we're just existing, we can then pull on members of our village to say, hey, I'm going through something. I need you to help me so that I can live, but not just live. I can really live and be, and internally, externally, on the subconscious level, on the conscious level, on the intentional level, because life is worth living no matter how challenging it becomes. And trust me, it can become challenging where you don't want to get out the bed, you don't want to look at anybody, you can't figure out why all these things seem to keep happening, this avalanche that's happening in your life, but there's a lesson in there to be learned. And if we take a minute to just sit and to just think, and sometimes we just have to be still and know that God is God, or whoever your higher being might be, God is mine. And trust that things will get better little by little, inch by inch. And I won't say that it's a cinch because it's not always a cinch. But life always has meaning. Life is always worth living, no matter what challenges come with it. My feedback.
I'm sorry if there's a pause, ladies and gentlemen, but sometimes Dr. Clark seems to grab so much out of just a few words and put it together like it was a song, and it left me a tad bit breathless. I do thank you, Dr. Clark. And as life moves on, we're going to go ahead and pay our respects as per the family who just got through writing me for Tommy Gigi Lee. And that's a lady, and she was born in September the 2nd, 1925. Our prayers goes out to her and her family. Now, moving right along here. Yes, let's hear from our elder statesman and see what words of encouragement that he can offer as we ask the question today, why I choose to live. Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning, young man. Good morning, young lady. I choose to live because to do otherwise would interrupt God's plan for my life. And he knows, because my Bible tells me he knows the future, and he knows what's getting ready to happen to me on a daily basis, on a moment basis, on a weekly basis. Why would I choose to interrupt his plan, as he's much smarter than I am, much, much smarter than I am. Therefore, I turn my life over to him. Sometimes when it hurts, a lot of time when it hurts, but I turn my life over to him because he loves me.
Let me ask you a question, because that was beautifully stated. Have you ever been miserable?
I mean, like right now?
Okay, we'll pick right now. How could we possibly say that we're choosing to live while we are so miserable? I'm confused.
Because if we don't trust him enough to know that this is a momentary decision right now, or a momentary situation we're in right now, he loves me. He said, I never promised you a rose garden. I never promised you it would be great all day. I never promised you it would be beautiful every day. I just promised one thing. I would be with you. So therefore, I choose to stay on his side and do what he says to do. And I just continue to have a pulse every morning when I get up.
Well, let's hear it. And I thank God for waking you up, because between you and Dr. Clark, I think I'm in good company. Hey, Dr. Clark.
Yes.
One of the things that I'm noticing here today, this topic seems to grab folks, and even though they're at a breaking point, they seem to not be broken enough to stop. They're continuing on. I noticed in your commentary, you mentioned their faith. No matter where that faith was at, they still, their life was valuable enough for them to go ahead and give life a shot. I want to really thank you for that part. And as we prepare to move forward, last week or a few days ago, we mentioned international grief and loss. And I thought you handled that very well, as you normally do. But we've got a friend now, personal. I believe that I introduced you to Mario Cavallo probably 8 or 9 years ago, give or take. And when we hear people that are going through something that sometimes we can't even imagine, you know, being sequestered in your home and you can't go out except to the market only when they tell you to go and you better be back a certain kind of a time. I can't imagine that. Maybe our elder statesman can, because he saw and experienced when a lot of the Asian population were sequestered and thrown into concentration camps. But can you at least shed some light to our friend over in Shanghai that might help him get through the day?
Well, I'm sure it's on a different level. But if we look at when we had the stay home order, we were all kind of sequestered to our own home. We had restrictions on going out and where we could go, what we could do, and how it was to be done. And remember, at one point, there was a curfew that was put out there. And so those are very, very challenging times and places to be in when you are used to having your independence and feeling as though your independence has been taken away, and your ability to make your own choices and your ability to move about. And as you've been shackled, you have been imprisoned, so to speak. And so it's important at those times that you guard the thoughts that your mind may have, because your thoughts will lead you into those dark places that say, why do I even keep trying? I might as well throw in the towel. But I would offer that sitting in those hard places is the time, again, where we do that self-inventory and we look at the value that we hold to ourselves, and we look at the value that we have to our family and our friends and our loved ones, and take the time while we're in that small, secluded place with our loved ones and our friends to really get to know them. Because when we think about it, how well do we really know the people who live in our household? Because we're caught up in a day-to-day cycle where we're going here, we're going there, we're doing this, we're doing that. We don't really spend that time of connectedness. So I would encourage to use it as a time and a space to create that safe space in your mind, for your mind, so that you can remain balanced, so that you can remain in as much of a peaceful place as you can. Start to look at what are the new possibilities that I can start to develop, that I can start to nurture and to create while I'm in this space. And start to use some of the concepts behind the premise of post-traumatic growth and looking at how do I grow through this traumatic experience so that my life continues to have meaning, those who I love continue to be meaningful to me, and I nurture those relationships, and I become a better person on the other side of this. Because all that I can control in this situation is me. All I can protect is me and my loved ones. All I can be accountable for is me and my loved ones. So protect your well-being, protect your sanity, protect those areas of wellness, your social, your emotional, your environmental, your intellectual, your spiritual, your occupational. Protect those things for you and your family, and know that this too shall pass.
Whew, okay, boy, we are just really getting off on a good one. Hopefully you folks do have your coffee, because this isn't about going back to bed. Well, unless you're in Shanghai and you're up in the middle of the night listening to us, and thank you for that, Mr. Mario Cavallo. I'm going to go back to our elder statesman so that he can give some words of encouragement before Dr. Clark wraps this up. And so we're going to ask North Carolina, can he share some words for our international listeners?
Continue to hang on with what I read, and I'm not calling them tea leaves, with what I read. A lot of changes are getting ready to happen. You never, never know what's getting ready to happen. So be around for the show and grab your popcorn.
And you can only do that if you choose to live, folks. I like that one. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Well, Dr. Clark, can you go ahead and start working at wrapping this particular segment up? And for those of you who know our theme song, sung by Andrea Day, Rise Up, it's always an inspiration. And I kind of mix it up sometimes just because I need a little extra kick. So if you heard the song that I played earlier, it was called The Spice of Life by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I've got a little surprise for you as we get ready to wrap this up. But first, let's hear some closing remarks by Dr. Clark.
Okay. By our friend, Dr. Wolford. Sometimes I try to do it all on my own, and this can actually put me into a state of numbness, causing retreat from the world around me. I can turn to others for help when I need it. I can do this because it is a self-compassionate, deserving, and loving way to be. So choose to live life and know that you're not here to live it alone. And for my friend Mario, whatever you need, reach out to us. You have a village on this side of the world who is more than willing and ready to assist you and your family in any way that we can. So until next time, give yourself room and give yourself permission to breathe. Bye for now.
There was a wise person who once said, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. I think a lot of that, we can look at perspective then. We can choose to receive it as a good time or a bad time. Just depends on where our mindset is. While there are people who are transitioning around us, I'm reminded of a time when I was overseas, and we're going through the woods, and a young man that actually I had grown up with on and off, I'd run into him, and his name was Juan, God rest his soul. And the interesting thing, he said, you know what, you're my friend, and when we get back to the States, we're going to do all these wonderful things. And I says, okay, let's just stay focused on what we're doing right now, but I think that's a great idea. But he turns to me, his last words to me was, but just in case I don't go home, take care of my people too. I'm enjoying doing an international broadcasting, even if it reaches one or thousands of people, because when he said that to me, he was a Latin American young man. His family had come here from Guatemala. And as we went on down the road, unfortunately, his life was taken that day, and I grabbed his dog tags and I went to his mom's home once I was released from the military. And his mom says, hey, Mr. Storyteller, come on in. And she took me over into his bedroom and showed me his Bible, his rosary, and all the other things that he had had. And he had circled my picture in his yearbook, and he said, "My friend, I share that with you because we are all connected. And unfortunately, it takes sometimes a cataclysmic event for us to put our small things to the side and look at a much, much bigger picture." As our wise friend from North Carolina said, stay tuned. Get your popcorn out because things are constantly changing. There's going to be some interesting things along the horizon. We thank Dr. Clark for casting out the invitation to our friend Mario that one day. And if you guys don't want, if you want to know who Mario Cavallo is, just look him up and you'll find. He's a real guy out there, and he's an expat, obviously, now because he's been in China for over 20-some years, but we never lost contact. Value your friendships. Nurture your friendships, as Dr. Clark said, as you take care of yourself, because while this is a short time, there is a meaning to it, even if you don't get it. And we're going to call this the best of times, ladies and gentlemen.
Better let them have the joy. Girls will be good. Keep on taking care of the girls.